Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. New York City continues to reopen, and today, the City Marriage Bureau resumes in-person weddings. Let's go there. Our Sam Liebman staked out.
Fabian and Pablo always planned a City Hall wedding, but of course, COVID put that plan off.
We were supposed to get married on August 2020. But since this was closed, so we couldn't.
And now the big day.
I'm very excited, though.
The Marriage Bureau finally opened for business after closing March 20th of 2020. But for those coming here, City Clerk Michael McSweeney says there's lots of plexiglass and other precautions.
I think that people can remove their masks when they exchange their vows. And of course, when it's time for the couples to seal their vows with a kiss, of course, masks can be lowered.
Right now, it's appointment only with about 50 licenses and 50 ceremonies a day and only one witness per couple due to COVID. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds at the City Clerk's Office.
As health officials continue to stress the need for COVID vaccines, the city reports the highly contagious Delta variant is now the most dominant strain here in the city. It accounts for nearly 60% of cases. It was only about 25 2 weeks ago. The cases are nowhere near the city's darkest days of the pandemic, but they are on the upswing. Shark Week continues off Long Island's South Shore.
With two recent shark sightings, Nassau County officials are getting the word out. If you see something, say something. Deputy Police Commissioner Kevin Smith.
People walking on the beach, running on the beach, swimming in the water, boogie boarding, looking out for their own personal safety. And if they see something out of the ordinary, to report it right away to the lifeguards.
Marine scientist Rob DiGiovanni says it's just sharks following the food.
We have seen great whites, dogfish, thrasher sharks. There are a number of different species.
County Executive Laura Curran's advice, stay closer to shore. Don't swim alone. And if you do, avoid swimming alone at dawn or dusk. That's prime shark feeding time. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Over to the village now, where a couple on a moped has been hit by a minivan at the corner of West Houston and 6th at about 11 o'clock last night. Cops say the man and woman on the moped ran a red light. They were hit by the van, which kept on going. The couple, neither of whom was wearing a helmet, hospitalized but not seriously hurt. In Queens, an arrest in an anti-Asian attack. 25-year-old Maricia Bell is charged with attacking four Asian New Yorkers. She's now facing hate crime assault charges in those four attacks. She allegedly punched a 23-year-old Asian man in the face at Casino Boulevard in March, hit a 34-year-old Asian woman in a grocery store on Parsons Boulevard, both times asking the victims, "What are you looking at?" Her other victims, 73 and 75-year-old women, Bell was picked up at a grocery store on Parsons Boulevard after an employer recognized her. She has five priors. A woman with a walker has been attacked in Harlem, and police are searching for four suspects. Let's get details from our Samantha Liebman.
One of them used a pot to beat this woman. The other stomped, kicked, and punched, and it was all caught on surveillance Tuesday evening. It happened just outside the woman's home on 151st Street and 8th Avenue. The video starts with one woman appearing to yell in the face of the 61-year-old victim, then shoving her into metal scaffolding before she falls to the ground, where two more women and a man join in. The victim tells the Daily News says she doesn't recall the conversation before the beating, but that she had only seen the woman the day before and had actually complimented her on her outfit. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
A 61-year-old man has been hospitalized after he was struck by an MTA bus in the Bronx. This happened near the corner of East 161st Street and Morris Avenue. The man was trying to get onto the bus. As it started moving, he fell underneath it and then was taken to a hospital. He's in stable condition. New York State Attorney General Letitia James has announced a settlement in an investigation into the restaurant business built by the chef Mario Batali and his former partner Joe Bastianich. She said the probe revealed a sexualized culture so rife with harassment and retaliation that it violated state and city human rights laws. James says the settlement calls for the two men and Pasta Resources to pay a total of $600,000 to at least 20 women and men who were sexually harassed while they worked at the Manhattan restaurants Babbo, Lupa, or Del Posto.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.